When you are bobbing and weaving, trying to get around the crush of people jammed before Michelangelo's Pietà, it may seem that this is just a top 10 TripAdvisor item to tick off your list. Look again. First, look around you, at the people praying, the people in stunned silence. This statue offers the greatest polyphony between tourist and pilgrim in the history of art. Michelangelo's Pietà was produced for a holy year. Hi, I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. It was produced for the holy year 1500, which was going to be very special, 1500th anniversary since the birth of Christ. The pressure was on for the young sculptor for Florence. He was given a single block of marble, which would mean no mistakes. He was given a one-year time limit, which meant to work fast. The true challenge he had to face was the subject matter itself. Cardinal Billière de Ligourla was French, and he had chosen a quintessentially French subject matter. Pietà, unheard of in Italian sculpting, and on top of that, not even in scripture, no scene where Mary holds Jesus before burial. It had been developed by the Germans, taken over by the French, and the very word Pietà, from pieté, would mean to feel sorry for. So how was Michelangelo to make people feel sorry for Mary and Jesus? Well, the prototypes he was offered from Germany and France would show a tortured body of Christ in rigor mortis with open wounds, with the crown of thorns still visible. But the 23-year-old sculptor said no. He chose to do something completely different. And in doing so, he changed the history of art. We look at this composition, no longer the German cross-shaped composition, but a triangle where Mary's body encompasses Jesus like a living shroud. And what a body! When you look inside at the limbs of Christ, its articulation, its proportions, that is the body of a Greek god. He looks like he should be more at home in the Pio Clementino Museum at the Vatican. But amid this beautiful Grecian body, there are the details that come from observing a lifeless man. Mary's hand under the shoulder sees the shoulder bunch up under the ear while a fold of flesh falls over the fingers. The hand dangles downward. The veins are distended, for the blood has pooled. Instead of tonic life, there's this heavy abandonment of death. In proposing the body of Christ this way, Michelangelo did something unique. He turned the attention from Jesus to Mary. The pilgrim is invited to look up towards the face of Mary, Mary who knew who Jesus was from the moment the angel Gabriel told her she was going to bear the Savior, Mary who has dedicated 33 years of her life to her son, only to have the Son, the Savior, be taken, rested, tortured, killed, and handed to her for burial. So we look up at the great mystery of her face, so youthful and so calm, and we can remember all those images produced in Michelangelo's hometown of Florence of Mary at the moment of the Annunciation when she says, "I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word." Mary is that woman who, when she said yes to God, she meant it. From the moment she accepted to bear the child to the moment she accepted to put her child's body in a tomb. To represent the challenges of this, look more closely. With the eyes of the pilgrim, penetrate into that space around Mary's face where you see a ribbon of darkness as he's carved the veil to fall free. Around the sides of her neck, there's more darkness. It's picked up in the crevasses of her robes, and originally in her shallow niche in its first placement, she would have been surrounded by darkness. Darkness, despair, trying to find a chink in Mary's armor. But we can now see the source of her strength. No matter where you are, standing up close or well behind the bulletproof glass that had to be added many years later, you will always see that shining body of Christ, polished by Michelangelo to a reflective surface, so as we look into the heart of the stone with its shadows, light pours outwards. Mary's strength is that she never loses sight of that light. The Pietà today is placed right inside the Holy Door, which will be opened again in 2025, so that as pilgrims come in, alongside tourists, they see not only the beautiful work of the Renaissance, but they also see in this elegant, eloquent fashion the price of our salvation.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.